Speaking before a recent town hall in Salt Lake City, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart was optimistic that the House would pass immigration legislation.
I hope, dearly hope, that the House will move. And we're doing a slightly different approach. We're doing 4 or 5 separate bills rather than one comprehensive bill. But I think there's bipartisan support for moving immigration bills this fall, and I hope we'll be able to do that.
There may be bipartisan support, but Democratic Representative Jim Matheson says it doesn't appear to be a bipartisan process. He says House leadership has announced that they will not bring a bill to the floor unless a majority of Republicans support it.
The concern I have is that in the House of Representatives, unlike in the Senate, where there was a bipartisan effort, in the House of Representatives, it seems to be taking on more of a partisan agenda, and the majority party is kind of going to go it alone. And I don't think that's a recipe for success.
The bills that have so far passed out of House committees deal with issues like border security, work visas, high-skilled workers, and E-Verify. But it remains to be seen how the House will address more than 11 million undocumented people. Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz has previously said he opposes any path to citizenship for those who arrive here illegally. But his views seem to have shifted. Here he is speaking to ABC4 Utah at a town hall in Holiday this summer.
There should be a pathway to citizenship, not a special pathway, and not no pathway, but there has to be a legal, lawful way to go through this process that works, and right now it doesn't.
Chris Stewart said at his Salt Lake City town hall that he agreed with Chaffetz, that those who are here illegally should pay a price but should have some kind of legal status. Tony Yapias of Proyecto Latino de Utah says this is a significant change.
That is probably the best news that we've heard. To hear everyone say, you know, that they're supporting or they're somehow aligning themselves, that we need to do something about it, that's good. I commend them for taking that action.
Though it's not clear to Yapias what Republicans mean when they refer to a special pathway to citizenship.
Somehow there's been this misperception out there, or somebody decided that, you know, we're going to say that they're getting some special treatment here, therefore they're just going to get citizenship as soon as they apply, and that's not the fact.
The bill passed by the Senate would grant an expedited path to citizenship for young, undocumented immigrants. Otherwise, most eligible immigrants would be routed through an earned pathway that would take at least 13 years. A spokesperson for Republican Representative Rob Bishop told KUER that the congressman clearly does not support the Senate bill, but he would not say whether he supports a path to citizenship because the terms are so ill-defined. Congressman Matheson says he would support it so long as it ensures fairness, but he too says the policy needs to be spelled out first.
I think you got to look at specific legislation to see what they're talking about, and ultimately that is what matters, is how the bill is actually written, and we're all going to have to assess that when we see a bill.
House leadership has put immigration on the agenda for the fall, but it remains to be seen when it will come to the floor for consideration. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.